Hello, I'm James Dennis Stringer. American justice is something of a mystery, even to us Americans. It's best described by the fictional Judge Harry Stone in TV's Night Court, quote, "Our justice system may not be perfect. It may be slow and it may drive us crazy sometimes, but it also happens to be the best game in town," unquote. However, what happens when the latter portion of the statement rings false, when all the country wants one man or woman convicted and killed before a fair trial? Such a question is posed in this week's film, Twilight of Honor. Known to audiences in the UK as The Charge is Murder, the film stars, in his cinematic debut, Richard Chamberlain as widowed lawyer David Mitchell, who is appointed by a local judge to defend a man, Ben Brown, who allegedly murdered a beloved U.S. Marshal from this small town in New Mexico. Lynch mobs surround the accused on his arrival in handcuffs, and the jury is almost exclusively composed of friends of the deceased, and the case's ambitious, good old boy prosecutor is looking for a quick guilty verdict and, with it, advancement in his career. The odds are against the defense, and if that wasn't enough, the case is complicated by another charged, Brown's wife, Laura May, who looks eagerly toward her husband's electrocution. Mitchell is up against a wall, with his career and reputation on the line, and with few lifelines at his disposal. Will he succeed? Following in the footsteps of Anatomy of a Murder, which released 4 years previous, Twilight of Honor bucked the still-active production code and discusses and shows all manner of things viewers would find abhorrent, infidelity, prostitution, police brutality, and political corruption among them, not strictly to gross them out, but instead to make them more aware of the world they live in and the problems human beings of theirs or any era face. Also, the film makes use of a great technique previously pioneered by Alfred Hitchcock in Stage Fright, in the form of duplicitous flashbacks. You'll just have to see this film to understand what I mean. The film also represented a major career shift for Richard Chamberlain, then still affiliated with TV's Dr. Kildare, and to be playing in a film that dealt with such topics with unmitigated frankness brings him to a level above the usual TV star trying to make a name for himself in legitimate drama. Further, he plays David Mitchell not as altruistic and eager, but as the world-weary widower he is, and yet still has the inner strength to see this case through. Supporting him in this endeavor is Claude Rains in his final film as retired prosecutor Art Harper, who is played as a far nicer variant of his character in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, a legitimate shoulder conscience for Mitchell. Nick Adams, a woefully short-lived star, plays the accused in a better way than, for instance, Tyrone Power in Witness for the Prosecution. This is a man beaten in more ways than one by Lady Justice and her subjects, and he does not ham it up for the court or camera. On the side of the prosecution, James Gregory is cold and remorseless as prosecutor Norris Bixby, the John Washington Butler of this equation. Those only familiar with Gregory's work on TV's Barney Miller will find him quite different and easy to hate in this one. He commands the courtroom like a venomous snake. Even nastier than him is Joey Heatherton, also making her cinematic debut as Brown's lecherous, bloodlusting spouse. She's something of an amalgam of Lee Remick and Ben Gazzara's respective characters in Anatomy of a Murder. And if you haven't seen that film, that's all right. Prepare to be taken aback. Also, keep your eyes peeled for two nasty characters played by otherwise comedic character actors Pat Buttram and Jeanette Nolan. As courtroom dramas go, it really doesn't get better or grittier than this. It's one of the finest and most underrated spectacles one could find in this genre. I'll say nothing else about it, except that I hope you enjoy Twilight of Honor. Twilight of Honor can be found on DVD from Warner Archive Collection through online retailers or your local library.